Today is August 15th, year 2007. We're celebrating a feast day of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother Mary into heaven, body and soul. Our Lady assumed into heaven, pray for us and intercede for us before the throne of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and my beloved Son. What a beautiful day this had to be for Mary when she's rejoined to her son Jesus and to Joseph and to her parents, St. Joachim and St. Anne. And she then got to look upon the beatific vision of the Most Holy Trinity. And not only was she assumed into heaven, but she was also made queen of heaven too. So this is the second to the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the most glorious day in history of all mankind for the salvation of all, and of all, because even the angels now get to celebrate and be intimately with Mary in heaven. So it's a great day, and almost all the world out there has no concept of what's happening today. They're going on with business as usual. Without Mary, there's no salvation. There's no Redeemer. Without Mary, there's no hope of life. God wouldn't even create anything if it wasn't for Mary, and let alone then he came through Mary to redeem mankind. So all these people out here have no concept of how necessary Mary is for our salvation, especially the Protestants are the ones that really undermine Mary, who have the audacity to call themselves Christians when we say many times they're not true Christians at all. And they have no veneration for Mary at all. How do they expect to get into heaven by disrespecting God's mother, which is Mary, the mother of God? Now when we teach about Mary being assumed into heaven, she went up into heaven body and soul. There's the one opinion says that she fell asleep and never died. That means her soul never separated from her body. And that both opinions are pretty good. I've been reading up even today on the other side of that opinion. I used to believe more firmly, and I still lean to the opinion that she really didn't die, but the other side has a good argument too. And I'll just briefly present the two points on there. The one argument that she never died, which is also held by quite a few saints too, is because she never had any stain of sin, and because she never had any concupiscence, she never had original sin, and because the wages of sin is death, therefore she didn't have to die like the rest of creatures. And she didn't have to die to redeem us neither, because Christ's redemption, when Christ died, that's what actually redeemed us, even though Mary is co-redeemer, and we say that because she suffered because of our sins, and without her there is no redemption. That's why she is properly and rightly called the co-redeemer, but she didn't actually redeem us. Christ redeemed us, but without her, there is no redemption. So she was a co-redemptrix. So Christ died for our sins so they may be redeemed. So Mary didn't need to actually die to have it. The redemption was already done. So Mary really didn't need to die for that to happen. And also, because Mary had no sin, and because sin is the wages of death, Mary shouldn't have really died. On one, you could look at that and say, well, therefore she shouldn't have died because she wasn't under the death penalty. But then on the other side of that, you got to look at this other argument, which the other saints make, and it's a good argument also. Mary didn't have original sin, and she was pure, but she still went through all the purification rituals of the Old Covenant law, even though she didn't need to do it. Even Jesus was baptized, and he didn't need to be baptized. And the argument at that point is that because Mary was going to suffer right along with her son and experience what death is, because she was still, the whole human race was under a death sentence, and even though she didn't need to die, because she was not guilty of any sins, you can make the good argument that she probably did die, because God wanted her to imitate her son in all things, even up to the very last moment, which means even death itself, and then to be reunited to her body like her son was. This way she's imitating her son most perfectly. So both of those arguments are viable opinions. You can hold whichever one you want. I'm studying the idea that Mary died so that she can imitate her son because he died. Then you'd have to say that Christ died, but Mary's the only human in heaven that never died, but even Christ died. You know, you can make a lot of arguments on that side of her having died, and that's an I'm now beginning to see more reasonability of that opinion. Although I would put it at 50-50. I'd have to study it deeper, and the next pope, a future pope, is the one who's going to have to infallibly decide: did Mary really die or not? But her body was not left to corruption, because from her flesh came the flesh of the Son of Man, and she had no sin. And it would be odious and even against common sense of all the other dogmas that we know about Christ's body not undergoing corruption because he had no sin, was not subject to the dominion of the devil. And once we understand the Immaculate Conception, then you can understand the assumption and the non-corruption of her body. So first you need to have the Immaculate Conception being defined, and then you have the assumption being defined right after that. Now both of these things were believed by the majority of the saints and church fathers from the beginning of the creation of the church. Okay, so they even had festivals. We're going to read all about that. But God was pleased that Mary should in all things resemble Jesus. And as the Son died, it was becoming that the Mother should also die. Because you almost say, how could it be? I'm the only human in heaven that never died. When you think about it. Not even her Son died, who did die as a human. So you almost be like usurping God in a way. She'd feel like, as humble as she is, she'd say, oh, I'd have to die like my son at least, you know. So there's a lot of good arguments on that. Or Mary assumed into heaven. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.